Would you like a Mrs. Clacton Bugle story? The latest. You see, at our church, they've been having these sponsored walks, sponsored haircuts. You name it, they've sponsored it. And at Mrs. Clacton Bugle's church, they were doing the same. And she thought to herself, well, I ought to do something to raise money for charity. And so she decided that she would do a skate sponsor, or sponsored skate ride. Now, she's never been on a pair of skates in her life before. But someone lent her a pair, and she said, right, I'm going on a skate ride, I'm going down to Shoeburyness, and I'm going to ride right along the front to the Chalkpool station. Who's going to sponsor me? And they thought, she'll never do it. She'll never do it. She's never ridden on skates before, and she's going to ride from Shoeburyness down to Chalkpool station. She'll never do it. Hardly anybody wanted to sponsor her. She finished up with £5 towards the charity. But she made up her mind she was going to do it. So, down to the front she went on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Cuthbert went down there on his bike and put the parrot on his shoulder just to give him some sort of encouragement going along the front. And one or two other people came down to join in, and Mrs. Clacton Bugle put her skates on and she started to skate. Well, she fell over a couple of times, got the hang of it, and she began to skate from Shoeburyness down to Thorpe Bay, along the front, and she was doing fine. And then a couple of young skaters came along, you know what people are that know how to do it. They got hold of her by the hand and pulled her along. And she was going at a tremendous speed, you know, and then they let her go. And she was really going it. And just at that time, they were emptying the wheelie bins along the front. You know those ones that stand there on wheels? And the men were putting them across into the lorry and back again. And the chap had just pulled one out into the pathway just as Mrs. Clacton Bugle came herring along at tremendous speed. Well, she couldn't steer up on the skates at all. And there was this wheelie bin right in front of her, and she hit it. Crash. Knocked it over, rolled over, all the stuff came out, and she rolled over in all the bits and pieces in the wheelie bin. And when she got up, she was covered, you know, with lollipop sticks, ice cream wrappers, you name it, it was stuck all over. She was an absolute sight. And of course, she's not been very big either, got these skates on. And when she stood up, she was an absolute mess. She said, I don't care what they do, I'm going to finish it. And so along the front she went like a scarecrow. Bits of lollipops sticking out of her hair. Everything sticky and messy was all over her. And so she went on her way. And when she got to Chalkpool, she got right down to the station. There was a coach load of people coming off a coach. And they were lifting down a little old man in a wheelchair. And they got him down, and when he saw Mrs. Clacton Bugle, he started to giggle. Then he started to laugh. Then he roared out laughing, and everybody else joined in with him. This little chap in the wheelchair, he was in hysterics. He thought she was so funny. And then a very posh lady in a fur coat came up to Mrs. Clacton Bugle and said, who are you, my dear? She said, I'm Mrs. Clacton Bugle. Not the Mrs. Clacton Bugle. Oh, yes, she said. I've been Mrs. Clacton Bugle ever since I married him. Oh, she said, do you know what you've done? See that man laughing over there, that little man in the wheelchair? He's my father. He hasn't laughed for 2 years. And we brought him down here today to cheer him up. So she said, you've done a marvellous job. Look at him, he can't stop laughing. And she pulled a checkbook out of her coat. What's the charity you're doing this walk for, this skate for? And so Mrs. Clacton Bugle told her, she said, here's a cheque for £200. Come on, folk, get your checkbooks out. And all the people in the coach got out their checkbooks, and somebody went round with a little plastic container, and they collected all the money in the cheques and gave it to Mrs. Clacton Bugle. All because she made this dear old man laugh for the first time in 2 years. When she got home and counted up all the money, she got over £1,000 towards the charity. What do you think the parrot said? Praise the Lord, brother! But you know, if you look at Philippians 4 verse 13, there's a little encouragement there. When people say you can't do a thing, when people say it's impossible, have a look at that scripture, Philippians 4:13. Memorize it and remember it. Anybody know what it is without looking? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's the authorized version. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That's the NIV. But Mrs. Clacton Bugle made up her mind she was going to do something, and she did it. When you do something in the name of the Lord, you can cope, can't you?